at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yeah, put that Twitter thing on your phone and never let it leave your side, okay?
Yeah. Get cultured through Twitter.
LD just texted me. Said that he just texted me on my phone. I was checking my phone during the break, and you can sign up now for 2019 Deadpool on the TNTRadioEmpire.com, the Craig's Deadpool list there for 2019. 2018, this season is going on. It's always going on. We lost Roy Clark.
Oh.
Roy Clark passed away yesterday. Wow. Six people had him on the Deadpool.
Wow.
What were their names, Craig? What were their screen names?
Looking.
I should say.
He's looking.
We are looking.
He's looking right there.
Roy Clark.
Didn't mean it.
I saw Roy Clark in concert.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
Did you? Man, that's
pretty Roy cool. Clark, the Oak Ridge Boys, Barbara Mandrell.
Man.
What
year was this, Mr.
Oh, like
Daddy?
83.
Yeah, exactly.
It was at the George Goober Lindsay Celebrity Golf Tournament.
Oh, my God.
In Montgomery, Alabama.
Perfect.
And they had a big country concert before the golf tournament.
That's real country right there.
I stole Terry Bradshaw's golf cart at that tournament.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He was on the putting green. I mean, my friends were drunk. He just ran up there and got on his cart and drove away.
That's cool.
When my in-laws, when they first moved to the country from Laos.
Yeah. From Laos?
Yeah.
In-laws.
Oh, in-law.
His parents.
That's what I thought.
He looks kind of Asian.
I didn't know he was Laotian.
Right? Yeah.
Nobody does.
Yeah. But one of the Crystal Gale, my father-in-law, loved Crystal Gale. So this little Asian dude in Omaha knowing all of Crystal Gale's songs.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, isn't it?
I love cultural.
And disco. They
love
Buttonflies, like back in the mid-70s when they
Latino did. People love Morrissey. Did you know about this?
I didn't know that.
Yes.
That's a huge thing.
Yeah.
I just found this out a couple of years
did
ago.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
Don't make my
you go to the barrio in L.A., you're going to
brew. Don't make my brown eyes brew? Is that how you sang? Is that what he's saying? Because of Crystal Gale? Going to make my brown eyes brew?
Just keep singing it.
Did your father-in-law sing that? Do they like the brew joke?
They don't have... That's different Asians.
I know it is. I thought I was wrong with
we
that.
We still laugh at that. My wife...
Don't be so louse. You are such an expert on the Asian culture now.
My wife?
And especially over white people. You own us.
Your wife has a good sense of humor.
Oh, she's great.
Yeah, yeah.
She's way funnier than I... Well, so most people are. But anyway...
brown eyes
brew. Well, you should see her... be racist on other Asian women on TV. She calls out phony accent, like actors that are using bad Asian accents. She's like, no.
Oh, she can call it out because
that person does not have an accent.
That's like somebody trying to act like a neck.
Right.
And Emily calls him out.
Right. I despise
that. Can you tell a bad South?
Absolutely.
Yes. Right, yeah,
and all white guys, we all try it.
We know Kathleen Madigan grew up part of her life on Lake of the Ozarks.
Yeah.
And that show Ozark.
I love the show.
You know, but her mom, the first episode, because Kathleen watched it and said, Mom, you should watch this. You'll like it. And the first thing her mom calls and goes, that ain't the lake. That's not the lake. Well, those are Georgia pine trees. That's Georgia.
That's where they film it in Georgia.
And then Kathleen looked it up and goes, absolutely, you're correct.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Don't tell me to watch something called Ozark and they're not even in the Ozarks.
It's a great show, though.
It's a wonderful. She's like, I don't know if you know about a suspension of disbelief, Mom.
Yeah. Then you better not watch Yellowstone because that's filmed in Utah.
All right, that's true.
Have you picked out a bad Southern accent from an actor?
Oh God, yeah.
All the time, you know it's got.
Yes. I've met people in person. Go. Oh, by the way, 3 years ago when you did that, that was one of the most god awful things I've ever seen.
Now, who has your wife called out as doing bad Asian accents?
Margaret Cho.
Margaret Cho. No. It's a nobody's. People you'd see watch like their extras on a TV show,
and they'll come in and do the fake accent.
Yeah.
And
anybody from Fresh Off the Boat.
We don't watch that show.
That's a good show.
I like full of Asians. We don't watch that.
I like that show.
No, we don't. But it's just like we were watching. My wife is watching Gilmore Girls.
Got it.
There's like some Asian parents on there, and she's just like every scene. She's like, I'll be in the other room, and all I hear is no, 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 and then you walk in some hacky. Hello, how are you doing today? You're like, I guess I'm now doing it. I'm like, no, that's not real.
So Brown Eyes Brew, is it right? Yeah, the Laos? From the Laotian Brew. Love
Christmas. No, Southeast Asian squawk.
Brown Eyes Brew!
That's more Southeast Asian. They squawk. They yell and squawk.
Brown Eyes Brew! Why? I don't know.
He can say that his wife's Asian. He's allowed to do that.
He's allowed to do that.
Yeah, right.
I'm in the club.
All right. Who had Roy Clark?
All right. So
I forgot.
When Tony does his...
he stops
You whatever now. That's Southeast Asian?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Tony knows that.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't.
I know
he
doesn't.
Tony's one of those cultured internet people.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. The six players that had Roy Clark are Aiken for Bacon, Damn Shame, I'm a Colon Cowboy, Knob Gobbler gets a hit, as does Maggot Snack, and Wipe Your Toast on Me.
A lot of people.
Wipe Your Toast on Me. I love that.
A lot of screen names, so actually all of them, come somewhere from the show, but also people want Craig to say stuff, hence the Colon Cowboy.
Right? Okay.
Wipe Your Toast on Me.
Wipe Your Toast on Me.
I think that's my favorite.
Yeah. Wipe Your Toast on Me actually came out of Craig's mouth.
Yes, it did.
Oh, why were you saying that?
I don't know. I was channeling Paula Dean.
Okay, all right.
That's it. I forgot. You should know that.
I should know that. That's true.
I was channeling Paula Dean, and we were talking about butter oozing from her pores.
Sure, right.
There you go.
That's
right.
Therefore, I got you. Wipe Your Toast on Me.
Right.
That's great.
And I forgot where that came from, Craig, because I just think of you saying wipe your toast on me all the time. And it was Paula Dean on the show?
Okay. I'm adding that to my Paula Dean bit.
All right.
I've got like a 7-8 minute long Paula Dean
bit. She lost some weight. I just saw that.
Yeah, it's
in
really
People
it's
Magazine,
it took me forever to learn it. I actually had to work on this bit.
No kidding.
Because it's got like 38 parts. It's long and complicated.
Yeah, it is.
It's a whole thing. Yeah, you didn't.
Very long.
I didn't do it last night.
No, I'm talking about you describing it.
Yeah, it's true.
He's going to fill your time with it is what he's going to do there, Sean.
I'm going down in flames. I'm just making it worse.
You just heard his whole laugh right there. Yeah. You go now.
Thank you. Thank you. Good night.
Yes.
Do you get yelled at that way? Does she yell at you that way in that Asian brogue that? Man.
Actually, my wife, it's funny.
She's born and raised in Omaha,
right?
Yeah.
But it's funny, like, she can't do an Asian accent. It's
right.
So, but sometimes, because my wife is, like, not the typical subservient Asian woman. She's
I know
strong.
So,
but sometimes she'll do bits. So she'll bring me, like a plate of food, and she'll do a voice. She'll go, here you go, okay. But then it turns, like, into like some weird Italian accent. So she'll go, here you go, okay, because you're family, everybody's family. So it goes from P.F. Chang's to
Olive Garden
really quick.
Have her sing Crystal Gale for you next year.
Yeah, I don't even.
Did you know Crystal Gale had three number one songs?
You've been talking in your sleep.
I like Crystal Gale.
That's Loretta's youngest sister, I
yes,
believe.
That was it.
You're right.
Did you know that one?
I didn't know that.
She's Loretta's younger. She's one of them.
Talking in your shreep.
Oh, Jesus.
And why have you ref the one you refed me for?
Left.
Yeah. Why have you ref?
Left.
And of course, don't make my brown eyes brew.
Right. Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, it's awful.
We can do that because Sean's wife's
Asian. Yeah, Sean's
Asian.
Now, I got you guys an in.
Yes, you did.
You owe me.
Yes, you do. Thank you. Appreciate that.
And the album was We Must Bereave in Magic.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, no, we laugh at that. She laughs at all that stuff.
Has he ever fulfilled his dream and seen his hero, Crystal Gale, live?
No.
So you could get him. That could be a great gift.
She's still torn. She's got to be 78.
She's somewhere. They're all somewhere.
Yeah, you're right.
They are.
They are somewhere.
I do some of these obscure casinos.
Not sure you're everywhere. Right? Yeah.
I didn't know that Bill Medley replaced Bobby Hatfield. I thought that once the Righteous went to Bobby Hatfield.
I remember hearing about that.
I never knew that happened. Yeah. I came out of some little casino. I'm like, no.
Yeah. I guess you do see that a lot when you're in casinos,
it's
right?
It's so weird. Yeah.
How would you like to be that guy?
Really? Yeah, because the audience doesn't even know who you are. They don't know.
And they're just upset.
No.
Like you.
Yeah. Oh, a couple of nights ago, this will shock you. Crystal Gale was at the Dick Clark American Bandstand Theater in Branson, Missouri.
See? There you go. Yeah. Absolutely.
Right down the road.
Special guest Lee Marvin.
That's tomorrow night at the Belterra Casino Resort with Lee Greenwood in Florence, Indiana.
There you go. Hell yeah.
Oh, then you got to sit through Proud to Be an American crap.
You
shoot me. The Swedish chef apparently
stand
doesn't.
Up.
Yeah, I hate that song. I love being American.
Nothing better than America. I love America.
I would listen to that version.
I hate that. Especially
that's how it's going to sound in a few more years when he's getting tired of singing that.
I had a Swedish girlfriend, and I was over there visiting her, and I'm watching her nieces and nephews. Well, the whole family's there, but they're watching the Muppets.
Right.
And the Swedish chef comes out, and he's German.
Oh, really?
Because he can't, because they don't want to make fun of themselves.
Got it.
So over in Sweden,
it's a German voice.
It's the German chef.
He's, got it.
Sagen da! Oh,
wow.
No kids, here it is. You went into it.
Yeah, and I went into her. Here's what's really going on. I go, that's a farce. I don't know what this is.
That's a farce.
That's a travesty right there. This guy is supposed to be going, everybody knows that.
Yeah.
So the Swedes cannot laugh at themselves?
Well, that particular character, they just chose to change. They thought it would be offensive.
Oh, okay.
So they just, when they started airing the Muppets over there, they just made a conscious decision to make him the German chef.
Oh, that's man. Excellent.
Well, perhaps
that's
it excellent. Is the only chef with
obviously the safe unfunny there.
It, right. It would just be a chef.
Right.
He's just a chef.
He'd just be a chef. Good point.
Hurdy-gurdy-gurdy.
Stand up.
I don't know why Lee Greenwood all of a sudden is a Swedish chef. Yeah. What the hell, it's Friday.
That's right.
I like the fact we all went with it.
I know, we did.
Of course he is.
We said we were going to do some new characters this week.
That we did. Thank you. Good one.
Do you figure people walk into that show saying, God, I hope he does proud to be an American?
No. I bet you there are some old people that think, I hope it's on the set.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shouldn't that be like his only song, though? It's like,
it is.
It's like but here's Right Said Fred and I'm Too Sexy. No. What other song do they have?
You know what? I hate
don't
to
ask.
Say that. I don't
there
know.
Are answers.
Don't,
there are answers.
Yeah, he was a big country star for years, and when that song became big after 9/11, it took over all his other crap.
Gotcha, okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's like his Al Pacino, hoo-ha, yeah!
Basically.
That's all you remember.
Right,
Al Pacino.
Right.
He has to open with it, singing in the middle, and close it.
Yep.
You get it three times per concert.
We were at a Cornhusker game, and he came to visit the luxury suite.
I don't know if you were there.
Well,
I think I might have been peeing or something like that.
Of Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah.
He missed Lee Greenwood.
I don't think Larry actually asked him to come up there. I think he just kind of crashed the place.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think Lee Greenwood wanted to meet Larry the Cable Guy.
Wow.
Not necessarily the other way around.
Dick's going to be hanging out with Larry tomorrow.
I'm going to the game tomorrow.
I'm going to the game tomorrow.
Yeah, well, maybe.
Say hi to the governor for us.
Yeah, I'm going to pound on the glass. Todd says hi!
If you meet the governor,
Todd and Tyler say hi. Wipe some toast on me.
See, I was on Todd Tyler yesterday. Oh, sorry, Push.
According to the set list I'm looking at, you got to sit through 20 other songs before you get to the set closer.
Ooh.
God bless the USA.
It's got to be the set closer, yeah. Right.
But 20 other songs.
Yeah,
that's 21 songs.
Well, if you go see Lee Greenwood, you should know his music.
Well, if you're watching Lee Greenwood at a Crystal Gayle show, you don't have to put up 20 Lee Greenwood songs.
10.
Do you?
10, probably.
Yeah, but God Bless America's the money shot, isn't
right,
it?
Right, right.
Well, it looks
God
like
bless USA.
Proud to be.
Oh, sorry.
Proud to be American. God Bless the USA is the name of the song.
Right.
Yeah, it looks like he ends the show with like an America Rocks triple play. Statue of Liberty, an Aaron Tippin cover, Where the Stars and Stripes and the Eagle Fly, and then God Bless the USA.
Five bullets in our heads right there.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Yep.
Oh, and you know what song number 10 on the set list is? A little Dave Loggins cover. Please come
Please
to Boston.
Come to Boston? Wow.
Please come to Good Boston. Lord. She said,
no.
You come home to me.
Did he do that on his own?
No, I didn't.
You did that?
I literally, Vic. Literally. I don't know how this came up on the show. Oh, I know it was. My kids, like most kids, listen to horrible music, but when they're in the car with me, I just have my music on. And I noticed my son, it got into his brain a couple months ago. All of a sudden, I just hear him singing, Please Come to Boston. Because I heard David Law. It was like one of those, it was probably serious, some pussy station I had on.
Yeah.
So I don't know why we just put a bunch of, this is a drunk Packer fan saying this.
Yeah.
And so we just basically did. Yeah.
That's so good.
Please come to Boston. She said,
no.
You come home.
Oh, I know. Then Todd went off with the song. Todd went off with the song because you listen to the whole song, and all of us, and we turned on a lot of young people to this song. Pussy never heard it before. But a lot of younger people had got a hold of us and said, I like the song. Because it's such a cheesy song.
Yeah.
And Todd went off on the woman. Go ahead, Todd.
Because I thought she was an inflexible bitch.
Right.
That's true.
Yeah, he suggested very nice cities that she go to.
Gave her a lot of options.
She wasn't.
Nothing.
Wait a minute. Are you guys dissecting the bit?
Yes.
We did.
Yes.
We've done this already.
We did. And, of course.
It's something you constructed, and now you're dissecting.
No, we're dissecting the song.
Of course, after he offered her Denver, after he offered her Boston, he went.
Please come to Denver, she said.
No.
Boy, when you come home to me.
I like that Vic loves his bit, and so does Sean.
I do. Oh, because, I love it. It's because making me cry.
It's classical. Yeah. It's great.
Yeah, I like the bit.
But when anybody says no, we always hear the whiny Packer
fan.
Yes,
that's perfect. Right. That's beautiful.
Right. That's perfect.
And hang on here.
No.
One more suggestion.
Yeah.
After Denver, he asked her to go
to the did they beat Seattle last night?
No.
No.
Ma'am, your table's too loud at the comedy club. Ma'am, your table's too loud. Shut up.
No.
Can't find L.A.?
I'm looking for it. Yeah, I got to find it.
That's the only hit he ever had. Dave Loggins' only one
hit. Yeah, yeah. That's
only
hit.
He's not related to Kenny Loggins, is he?
Yes, he is. They're cousins.
Yeah. Are they really?
Second cousins. They
I mean, I've never heard of another Loggins ever other than Kenny.
They actually are related to each other. Okay, and then, of course, she didn't want to come to Boston, and he was going to work at a cafe. She could sell her paintings there, the bitch.
Nope.
Denver, she could be a high in the mountains, and, of course.
Please come to L.A., she just said.
No.
Oh, won't you come home to me?
Hey, maybe she doesn't like to travel.
This is my favorite thing this week.
Yeah, it is. It's
Todd was right. If you dissect that song, she was a bitch.
Inflexible.
And all we hear is that now.
And you know what? It's the same note, and that would be like that in real life. She would say it the same way.
Same
absolutely.
Way.
Absolutely.
Same
yes.
way.
Yes.
Same way.
Nah.
And you know wherever they were living wasn't as cool as Boston,
right.
Denver, or L.A.
Those are all three cool cities.
They're all better.
She's in Tennessee. She wants him to come back.
Oh, no. Those are all better cities.
You come back to Murfreesboro.
I want to hear him say,
no.
No.
The bassier no.
Murfreesboro.
Wow.
Right. I ain't nothing better than Murfreesboro.
Hey, that's where Reno Collier lives.
That is it, really?
Yeah. Stop bragging. Stop bragging.
So, hey, Reno.
No.
That's right up my alley. I love it.
All right. We could probably wrap it up on that.
No.
No.
Let's stay a little longer.
I wish you introduced this earlier.
I'm glad we got to bring it back. I thought we lost a lot of people with that bit, but I still love it.
No, that's gold.
I know.
We both go.
No.
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 No. You know who would love that bit is the two Larrys.
Oh my God. That's
wasn't that
if Peters and Warren come back, when they
Peters
come back.
Peters and Warren doing the two Larrys.
Actually, three Larrys. It was
three Larrys. Answer,
three drunk Larrys.
Three drunk Larrys.
Vic Kenley and Sean Ganant. Vic's your headliner all weekend
and
long
maybe
with the Funny Bone.
Sean O'Brien.
And maybe Sean O'Brien. FunnyBoneOmaha.com. He's wandering the prairie, like Vic said.
In a ditch.
VicKenley.com for gigs all over. And you can see him in New York or anywhere in the country.
In the Ramble.
But see him this weekend if you're in the Omaha area. FunnyBoneOmaha.com. Two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow night.
And Sunday.
Sean's always fun. Sunday's always fun.
And
tequila.
Of course, feature act is Sean Ganant this weekend.
Good show. This
love you guys.
We have
love you.
Too,
thanks.
We'll
thanks,
try
guys.
To see you this weekend, man.
Week.
Tell Dan we said later. We said hi tomorrow.
Next week. Willie Farrell stop by?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Willie Farrell will be here
and
next
Patrick
week.
Keane.
Patrick Keane.
Okay.
All right. And Sean O'Brien?
No. All
right. See you Monday.
All right, we'll see you Monday.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.